So I'm joined by Nathan Corden, and first thing we will obviously want to talk about is Greyhound sales. Nathan, you have your annual pre-derby sale due, yeah?
Yep, the Greyhound Trader pre-derby sale is on Good Friday at Toaster. Trials start 10:30. I think James is looking after all the entries, but I've seen a few of the early ones, and there's some very promising dogs in there, so it should be another exciting one.
Remind me, this is what, your third or fourth?
I think, well, our very first one was April 21, I think it was. I've got to go back now and think. Yeah, so, 22, 23. So this is going to be our fourth pre-derby one, and it just gets better every year. You know, last year was a record year in turnover. Some good dogs came out of that. Ballymac John, for instance. Coppice Trophy. So, you know, there's good competition dogs coming out of that. And, you know, we're hoping that exactly the same comes out this year.
Okay. And how many entries are you looking for?
I think we're going to try and sort of between 40 and 44, just go more quality rather than quantity. You know, the normal track sales, we'll look at 50 because obviously shortage of dogs, people want to buy dogs, but they are the grader. So this one is a bit more quality. So we will sort of like dumb the numbers down a little bit just to compensate for that.
Okay. And obviously you're also doing the online sales, but I gather James kind of takes care of those, does he?
Yeah, James looks after all the online sales. You know, I'm a bit of an old git now, so he doesn't really understand all the technology. So he operates that monthly. Although we haven't done one for a couple of months now, he's getting an upgrade to the website to make things a bit user-friendly for customers. So they're just working through that at the moment. And we thought, you know, with having Sheffield sale on the 6th of March and the Toaster sale on the 29th of March, we probably wouldn't do one in March anyway, so it was a good time to get all the work done. So hopefully we come back in April and it'll be a bit more user friendly for the online sales.
Yes, of course. Looking ahead to the Derby, I gather you're not directly involved this year. You have been in the past.
Yeah, no, I've actually booked myself a few weeks away in Germany to watch the Euros, so I couldn't commit to that, and you know, I've been away for a few months anyway, so trying to slow things down a little bit and enjoy life, but hopefully might have a runner, so fingers crossed. You know, we'll see how that goes.
And any likelihood of who the runner will be?
He's called Coulavani Otto, so he's currently with Pat Buckley. He was runner-up in the Juvenile Classic in Tralee, so you know, I can honestly say it's the fastest dog I've ever owned. So you know, fingers crossed. He started goes in the Kirby this Saturday, so he'll go for the Kirby and then hopefully onwards to the English Derby.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the Derby, I know Kevin Boothby is really hoping for a bumper entry because of the change of situation in Ireland with the Irish Derby being put back. Do you think that's going to happen?
I think that's nailed on, to be honest. I think if you look around, there isn't really much else on for the Irish. So, I think because the Irish Derby in the last couple of years has started a couple of weeks earlier, so that gap between the English and Irish Derby was always getting narrower. And I think now, because there is such, you know, a good four months between them or whatever it may be, I think every competition dog in Ireland will probably give it a go.
Yeah, I gather that there were a few trainers, certainly Kevin suggested there's a few trainers that haven't been or weren't there last year that might be either coming for the first time or returning. Have you heard anything similar?
I haven't heard that at all, but having been away for a few months, I've not really got my ear to the ground at the moment, but it wouldn't surprise me. And, you know, I think it makes logical sense for them that they come over for the English Derby. You know, they head back in end of June, have a bit of a rest in July. They've got the St. Ledger, then a new date in August at Limerick, and then everything will lead to the Irish Derby for when that starts. I think it's at some point in October.
Excellent. Now, while I have you on, I gather there are some developments in terms of the famous cordon trips to Australia.
Well, we had a great trip November last year. 24 people went, really enjoyed it. Now, 20 of those we've actually all sort of chipped in together, and we bought a little pup over there. So, syndicate of 20, we bought a nice pup. So it's a the size Feral Frankie, I think, is number three in the charts over there, by a bitch called Rosie Posey, who is the sister to Koblenz, who won the Melbourne Cup, and who is available as a siren in Ireland at the moment. They've got some frozen straws down in Clonmel area, and I think some really good bitches have gone to Koblenz already. So we're hopeful of that. It'll be a nice time, and we're going to do another trip in November 25. So hopefully this pup will be running then, and we'll get to see it firsthand.
Oh, that would be good. And numbers, because you're—I know you're always limited on numbers to people to go, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably do what I'll do is the 24 who went, we'll probably get, first refusal whether they want to go again, and then we'll open it up, and after that, and probably do a maximum of 48. So we're on one coach when we're going around to the tracks and training visits and things like that. We don't want to be too spread, so we'll probably max it out at 48 or 50, whatever size coach we can get hold of.
And presumably, I remember certainly when you used to run them with your dad, you had a lot of repeat business as well. So presumably, quite a few of those places will have already gone.
I think they will do. But I think when he did them towards the end, he was getting 150 people on them. I don't want that responsibility. I just want to keep it on one coach and keep it a nice number and a manageable amount.
Okay, and presumably you'll let us know when you're open for bookings, will you?
Yeah, I think if I'm honest, because the airlines don't do anything really until 11 months ahead, it'll be late this year or early part of next year.